It's time to chat to Peter Allam, our legal eagle on duty this morning. Peter, very good morning. Welcome on this Monday morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners. A lot of you may be with no power out there still this morning after the serious disruption of power. Hopefully, if we'll be back early this morning. I know they promised us they're going to work all night, but I don't think they worked all night. What's that song? Party all night, or whatever.
Work all day.
Power back this morning.
Well, Peter, just on that note, very, very quickly. According to posts I've seen on various social media outlets, the Eskom has been unable to access the site where the power line was damaged. And they're bringing a helicopter in from KwaZulu-Natal today with specialized high mast crews to work on the particular pylon. So during today, hopefully it will be restored.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's good news. Yeah.
Quite a complicated fault. But anyway, today, Peter, what's our legal eagle topic?
Yeah, our legal topic today is beware of messages that you send on social media, in particular WhatsApp. Mm. There is now a reported decision from August 25, 2025, where the High Court confirmed that WhatsApp messages can be used as evidence in disputes, particularly where the party's intentions and admissions are in question. Mm. So be careful what you say. It's going to lead to some serious implications if you start messaging somebody incorrectly or placing on writing something. They will use it against you. Mm. So it's actually a landmark decision for us as attorneys, because you know a lot of times people have come along and said, "But I've got it. I've got proof. I've got it on my phone. Mm. He has a WhatsApp message, and we just haven't been able to use it." But in the liquidation case, they came along and they said, no reason at all. You know, why can't it be used? It's there. It's a powerful tool. If it's found to be genuine, look, you know, they did test exactly as to where it came from and made sure that it came from the party concerned. So it's a game changer. You know, the one in this particular instance was where the company director continuously promised payments via WhatsApp. We will pay this month. We will pay in 10 days' time. Delays were explained in the chats, which happens so often today. I mean, daily I've got people that hand over to me and say, well, here's the admission that the monies are owed. And then the person denies, that's not us, or something like that. Even the excuses that come along, these were all decided in there, which is so common today. You know, you've got a number of people that say, oh, we've done work for the government or for the municipality and they haven't paid yet. Their budget is not through yet. We've got to wait until their next payment cycle and things like that. So all those casual messages in this landmark case were accepted. They were admitted as evidence and carried significant weight to show that there was communication, there was an admission, because it was a matter where they defended the action and then denied monies owing, denied stating that they had made promises to pay and that type of thing. So it provided a clear and reliable record of the acknowledgement of debt. It acted as an acknowledgement of debt in it. And the judge in that particular matter, Blade Scup, I think, called the matter, showed that the company was commercially insolvent. Even if its assets exceeded its liabilities on paper, it simply could not pay its debts that fell due. The company was, as a result of that, placed under liquidation, with control passing to the Master of the High Court, which happens when liquidation takes place. So it's not just about the balance sheets, about the ability to pay and creditors paying them on time and, you know, having assets that are sufficient enough to be sold and to liquidate the debts. If you can't pay your debts, it's a reason for liquidation. And in this particular matter, Blade Scup, it was accepted. You know, that is it. They argued that, you know, what the company itself argued that, you know, payments could be withheld, They argued that it had a counterclaim. They argued that the invoices from the company concerned were pro forma and not due and payable yet. And the company basically said, you know, we don't owe yet. We're still in the process of negotiating. And they came to court and they said, no, here you are. Here's a promise for payment. Here's a promise that payment's coming and you haven't got it. And in Blades Cup, the court actually dismissed all of those defenses and placed the company into liquidation based on the fact that there was a promise to make payment by way of a WhatsApp, plenty of WhatsApps, and that it was not paid. So the lesson to be learned there is be careful of what you're sending in WhatsApp messages. You know, you might be protecting and asking for extra time in that, but you're committing yourself as well. And the court will accept WhatsApp. You know, counterclaims must be genuine. In that particular matter, it was felt that the counterclaim, you know, they came along and said, oh, but the work wasn't done correctly, so we have a counterclaim to fix it. But that was never, ever said in the WhatsApp that went. The WhatsApps were all to the effect, payment is on its way, haven't been paid by client, promised to pay in the next 2 weeks, that type of thing. So all those WhatsApp messages were taken into account and utilized in the dispute that arose. So, you know, you need to protect your business with the right advice. Be careful when doing a WhatsApp and make sure. So that August decision is of vital importance. You know, it gave an answer to, in that particular matter, it was the applicant the creditor? They came back and said, yes, there's WhatsApps to say that. Mm-hmm. Was the claim genuinely disputed? No, there was no dispute in the WhatsApp that took place until summons was issued. Was it unable to pay its debts? Yes, kept on promising payment but couldn't pay. And then, you know, whether the court must use its discretion based on those messages and the exchanges between the party. And it was found that, yes, the applicant was a creditor. Yes, the WhatsApps were admissions. Yes, that the director said payment would be made, but never made any explanation for the delay or the withholding of payment or the counterclaim or anything like that. So it was established that there was money owing, that the company was basically insolvent, and that it was then placed into liquidation. So, you know, it's something that can be used. That's the great thing that's come out. So the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act, you know, has come into place as far back as 2002, I think it was, Wayne, if I'm not mistaken, or early 2000. And you know, that it's there, in there, as far as I know, that it says that you cannot deny data messages. They can be utilized. You know, screenshots can be considered. It's a matter of proving that they come from the phone that they come from and that type of thing. So if you've got a message, you know, these days people send messages and then realize, oh, I made a mistake, and they quickly wipe it out. Make sure you take a screenshot. Make sure when you take a screenshot, it shows where it comes from as well. So don't just take a screenshot of something that implies that Joe Soap sent it. Meantime, it was sent by somebody else. Make sure that you positively identify where it's coming from. So, you know, electronic evidence on the computer doesn't have to be a WhatsApp message. It can be an email sent. It can be a WhatsApp sent. It can be a voice note. You know, you just got to make sure that you've copied them correctly. You know, it falls into that category of edging on hearsay. You know, is that genuine? Does that come from the party concerned? Is it the same person or the right person that's made it? So there are challenges in admitting, you know, the various messages and that type of thing. And, of course, the burden of proof rests on you, the person trying to prove it. So, you know, you can do it by way of affidavits. You can do it by way of oral testimony. You can do it by way of corroboration in the form of being able to show that that phone belongs to the person concerned, that the message comes from that number and that type of thing. So there's got to be proof for the courts as well. You can't just send a WhatsApp and say, you know, that came from Wayne to Peter, telling me that something's wrong. I must be able to prove that Wayne sent it to Peter. You know, it's a major breakthrough in the courts. It's showing that social media evidence is going to be utilized against people. So it's going to come a lot in defamation and harassment cases now. Oh. It's going to be used, and, you know, whereas we battled before in the court with harassment matters to show that, you know, the messages belong to a certain person. Mm. You know, the people have been cautious. They haven't just accepted it. They want you to prove. Now, this case comes along and we can show that it was acceptable there. So if you're able to show beyond any reasonable doubt, basically, or not beyond reasonable doubt, but, you know, on a balance of probabilities that it comes from Wayne, Peter can use it against Wayne. That's what it basically amounts to.
Yes.
So, yeah, the judicial aspect of it, that's going to be enhanced. It's going to be defamation and harassment cases. Family law disputes as well. You know, people getting divorced, they say silly things to each other. Mm. They message each other because they're not talking to each other. One person blocks the other person, and then people send messages. People send messages to friends, and friends convey the messages back to the people and that thing. Be careful. And, of course, another one where I think it's going to be perfect is that so often with work situations, you know, people send a message from one staff member to another, oh, our boss is, you know, he's not a nice chap, or he's done this, or our boss has done that, and that type of thing. Be careful when you send those messages. Mm-hmm. They're going to come back and bite you. They're going to come back and bite you properly. You know, screenshots from social media posts, extremely cautious. You need to be cautious with it. You can't find something that's funny and say, typical of our boss or something like that. He's going to use it against you if you're not careful. So, that's basically where we are, saying social media plays an important role, and it's there. Be careful how you use your phone, how you use messages, what you say and that type of thing, where you say it. As I say, it's not only WhatsApp, it's on Facebook, it's on TikTok, it's on all over the show. Daily, you're reading stories that have been done.
And yeah, Peter, just on that note, and you mentioned the whole list of social media channels. Once it's out there, it doesn't go away. You know, it's there for forever and ever, because which means that really you've got to be careful what's said. And messages and posts that are posted on various social media platforms, because you mentioned screenshotting, but also sometimes on certain social media channels, the moment a message gets shared, depending on how it's shared, etc., even if you delete the original, the shared messages still continue lurking, which basically means there's absolutely no ways of removing evidence from cyberspace.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I had one the other day where somebody sold, for example, call it a 2015, let's just call it a horse, to someone, and then it ended up being a 2013 horse. And the person wiped out the ad quickly. But what happened is that in chatting, my client discovered somebody else and said to him, "Al, you know, I bought this bike and it was advertised as 2015, but it was 2013 and the ad's gone. I can't find it." The guy said, "You know what? I was interested in it. I saved it for you."
And
gave it to my client, and he's been able to bring it to me to say, "There's the ad."
You know,
I'm not making up stories. The guy went to attorneys and said, "I never ever mentioned any model in there." And there it is. It's on that exchange group, and it's loud and clear. As to what year it is. Now, be careful.
No, definitely social media, be very, very careful. And Peter, if anybody is maybe getting, if they've got themselves tangled up in a social media tangle, or for that matter, you know, they need legal advice when it comes to these matters and others, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, little side street where Pep Stores is in Devereux Avenue. Telephone 043-721-018. And, of course, they can like us on Facebook and then see everything. All the details are there. Just put an S onto our surname, Allam, A-L-L-A-M-S. And, of course, our contact details are there and always available on Wild Coast FM as well.
Thank you, Peter. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week, and hopefully we'll have more power this time next week.
Yeah, hopefully. But thanks, Wayne.
Thanks for the chat. There we go. That's Peter Adam with today's Legal Eagle Chat.